United States History, 8th grade, May 18th through May 22nd, Review Week, Thursday, May 21st. History Unit, The Four Causes of the United States, Lesson 4, The Final Cause, Principles of Free Government in the Declaration of Independence. Be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Explain the final cause of the United States by investigating the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson's letter to Henry Lee, and Lincoln's fragment on the Constitution and Union. Introduction to Lesson 4. In this final lesson, we will investigate the final cause of the United States by looking at three documents: the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson's letter to Henry Lee, and Lincoln's fragment on the Constitution and Union. The United States serves a particular purpose, and once that purpose is defined, we should cling to it and preserve it as best we can. Look at the picture on your left on page 16. There are three men. Far left is Benjamin Franklin. Center is John Adams. Far right, standing, is Thomas Jefferson. Reason first. You are a Virginian, and a Virginian ought to appear at the head of this business. Reason second. I am obnoxious, suspected, and unpopular. You are very much otherwise. Reason third. You can write 10 times better than I can. John Adams persuading Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Primary source, the Declaration of Independence. In Congress, July 4, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And, accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government, and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. United States History Response Sheet, The Declaration of Independence. Number 1. What is the first self-evident truth listed in the Declaration of Independence? Number 2, what are the 3 rights listed that all men possess? Number 3, from where do just government derive their power? Number 4, if government fails to meet the proper ends of government, what can citizens do? Number 5, in What to the Slave is the 4th of July, Frederick Douglass argues that Americans should cling to the saving principles of the Declaration of Independence. What principles or guiding ideas do you think he is referring to? Why? United States History Primary Source, Thomas Jefferson's Letter to Henry Lee, May 8, 1825. As the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence approached, Thomas Jefferson shared with Henry Lee his recollections of what had inspired and informed its authors and its signers. The following is an abridged version of the document. With respect to our rights and the acts of the British government contravening those rights, there was but one opinion on this side of the water. All American Whigs thought alike on these subjects. When forced, therefore, to resort to arms for redress, an appeal to the tribunal of the world was deemed proper for our justification. This was the object of the Declaration of Independence, not to find out new principles or new arguments never before thought of, not merely to say things which had never been said before, but to place before mankind the common sense of the subject, in terms so plain and firm as to command their assent, and to justify ourselves in the independent stand we are compelled to take, neither aiming at originality of principle or sentiment, nor yet copied from any particular and previous writing. It was intended to be an expression of the American mind, and to give to that expression the proper tone and spirit called for by the occasion. All its authority rests, then, on the harmonizing sentiments of the day, whether expressed in conversations, in letters, printed essays, or in the elementary books of public right, as Aristotle, Cicero, Locke, Sidney, etc. United States History Primary Source, Jefferson's Letter to Henry Lee. Question number 1. According to Jefferson, what was the goal of the Declaration of Independence? Number 2. According to Jefferson, what gives the Declaration of Independence authority? Number 3. According to Jefferson, is the Declaration of Independence intended to be an original and creative document? Lincoln's Fragment on the Constitution and Union. Abraham Lincoln had a habit of working through thoughts and ideas by writing them down in notes, some of which he used later in public speeches and addresses. This fragment was written after Lincoln's election as a president. Before he had actually taken office, several states seceded or declared their intent to secede from the Union in opposition to his election. In preparation for the extreme challenges that lay before him, Lincoln reflected on the nature and purpose of the Constitution and Union, the fundamental principles informing them, and why they are worth preserving. All this is not the result of accident. It has a philosophical cause. Without the Constitution and the Union, we could not have attained the result. But even these are not the primary cause of our great prosperity. There is something back of these, entwining itself more closely about the human heart. That something is the principle of liberty to all. The principle that clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. The expression of that principle in our Declaration of Independence was most happy and fortunate. Without this, as well as with it, we could have declared our independence of Great Britain, but without it we could not, I think, have secured our free government and consequent prosperity. No oppressed people will fight and endure, as our fathers did, without the promise of something better than a mere change of masters. The assertion of that principle at that time was the word fitly spoken, which has proved an apple of gold to us. The Union and the Constitution are the picture of silver, subsequently framed around it. The picture was made not to conceal or destroy the apple, but to adorn and preserve it. The picture was made for the apple, not the apple for the picture. So let us act that neither picture or apple shall ever be blurred or bruised or broken. That we may so act, we must study and understand the points of danger. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Proverbs 25:11-13. United States History Response Sheet. Fragment on the Constitution and Union. Number 1. What are important historical circumstances to keep in mind around January 1861? Number 2. In Section 2, what is the this and it that Lincoln refers to? Number 3. What is the apple of gold and the picture of silver in Lincoln's fragment? Describe the relationship between these two objects. Number 4. For Lincoln, what is the significance of apple of gold and picture of silver? Number 5. In sections 4 and 5, who is the us and we Lincoln refers to? What must the we do and why? In your own words, what is the final cause of the United States of America? This concludes the material for Thursday, May 21st.